Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
No DNA. Why does Satan want to change our DNA? Well, let's read, first of all, let's read Revelation 14, 9 through 10.
Okay.
It says, the third angel follows them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead and his hand, the same shall drink of the wine and the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. This is why Satan wants to change your DNA, because Satan wants you to become like him. It talks about a lot of scientists say they got some technology that basically make your DNA, make you become terrestrial or like a celestial being. It changes, it alters you. Understand this: these angels are not human. Jesus did not die for them. Jesus came and died for what? He died for us. So if Satan can alter your DNA and change your DNA and make you like him, then what can happen is you no longer are human. And if you no longer are human, then you no longer have redemption. And you probably think this is some sci-fi stuff, but this stuff is real. They got this technology, and this is what is being set up for the stage of the end time. Satan wants you to worship him, wear his mark, and wants to alter your DNA to make you like him so that you won't have salvation. Why? Because he, in this end time, he's trying to get many to go to hell with him if he can, many to turn away from God as he can, because he hates God that much. He say, we already doomed. So if me and my angels are doomed, then I want to take what's closest to God's heart, which is his people, his souls, which he sent his son down to die for. I want to take them, and I want them to be tormented and destroyed.
My God.
That's what you understand. That's what you got to understand. The enemy, he wants to take you to the lake of fire with him. And what better way to do it than to deceive the people, to have them worship him and wear his mark? People don't understand this. The mark is already here. And the more technology we get, the more they're trying to slickly put it into society. They moving it into society slowly. They're trying to make it seem good, like, oh yeah, it's good for your pets. It's good for this. It's good for that. They slowly interweaving it in our society because a lot of people, they're not gonna have to force them to do anything. A lot of people just gonna accept it and say, oh man, we need this. We need this. This is good. This is the next best thing. This is gonna help save us. This is going to help save us from everything. We need this. The enemy is making it. He's setting everything up. He's planning it and making it look like we need it, like we have to depend on it. And truthfully, in order to survive, you're going to need it, because it's the Bible teaches us. It tells us if you don't got his mark, if you don't got this mark on you, on your body or in your body, then you won't be able to buy or sell. Then this is what goes back to what I was saying about miracle ministries. In the last days, in the end time, if you don't get this mark, or you don't accept the mark of the beast, and you don't renounce your God, then you're not going to be able to buy food. You're not going to be able to sell anything. How are you going to survive unless you surviving off the supernatural power of God?
Mm-hmm.
People talk about miracle ministry. My ministry is a miracle ministry. I thank God for it. And people talk about some miracles today, but you're going to be wishing you've seen some miracles today when everything hits the fan. You're going to be wishing that it was somebody that can speak a turkey into your life when all you got is grass to eat off of. People are going to be wishing they had a man of God or a woman of God that moved in the supernatural. They're going to be flooding the churches, coming and looking, going underground, trying to find houses and groups where there's men and women of God that moves in the power of God, moves in the supernatural. God, understand this. While all of this is going on, there's going to be pockets of light, pockets of light in different cities, pockets of light in different regions, pockets of light in different areas. What are those pockets of light? The children of God. What are those pockets of light? The supernatural. So even though the world is covered with darkness, Satan still can't destroy the church. God is still in the with this, in the midst of all of this, God is still going to protect his church. It's going to be pockets of, I call it houses of refuge. It's going to be houses of refuge. So while our enemy is waging war, the Bible says that the enemy will wage war against the saints. And this is why another reason this goes into what I want to say, another reason people in end-time Bible prophecy is split. Some people believe one way, some people believe the other way, post-tribulation or pre-tribulation. Glory to God. I believe one way, and that's according to the scriptures. The Bible says that he will make war with the saints. Who are the saints? The church is the saints. Israel is not considered saints. They're not considered saints. They consider Israel. They consider God's chosen. Some people say, well, they're going to convert to it. They're going to convert to it. Yeah, they may convert to it, but I just don't buy that. I believe that it says make war with the saints. The saints is the saints, and that's the church. If he's making war with the church, then that means he's making war with us. So that means we still going to be around for some of it. And also, the scripture in the Bible says, unless he shorten the days for the elect's sake, no flesh shall be saved. Why would he have to shorten the days of the tribulation if we ain't going to experience some of it? I'm not trying to scare somebody, but I'm trying to put a fire in you to let you know that it's time to get serious for God. If you wasn't serious, you need to get serious for the Lord. It ain't time to be going around and doing all this lollygagging, because the end of the world is upon us, and the signs of the times show it. It's time to get serious for God.
Praise God.
Time to get serious for the people of God. The end of the world is upon us. The signs of the times show it. It's upon us. But I want to tell you something. I want to give you hope on tonight. I want to give you hope on tonight. All of these things, when they begin to come to pass, the Bible tells us to look up. Look up, for our redemption draws nigh. What is the redemption? That means the return of Jesus Christ. He is our Savior. He is the one that redeems us. We will be the redeemed ones. Look up when all these things begin to happen. Look up. Keep your eyes up. A lot of people are asleep right now. A lot of people are asleep. It's a lot of pastors that sleep. It's a lot of churches that sleep. It's a lot of saints that sleep. It's one thing for the world to be asleep, but it's another thing for you to be asleep as a child of God. The Bible says it's going to be going on, even like in the days of Noah. People was given in marriage. They was having parties, having weddings, and things of that nature, and then it caught them unaware, like a thief in the night. People of God, don't get caught unaware. Don't get caught like a thief in the night. Luke 21:28, you don't got to follow me. I'm just going to read it. It says, and when these things begin to come to pass, lift up your heads to the heavens, because your redemption draws nigh. Nigh means near. It means close by. This is the Messiah Jesus preparing us for his coming. But even with all that being said, the Bible tells us that Jesus said not yet. Not yet. Mark 13, I'm going quick. I'm about to get ready to try to close it out. But I just want to say this. Mark 13:7 says, when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed by these things, because they must take place. You got to understand, all this must take place. This is what the Lord said. All these must take place. But then he said, and he closed out with this, but the end is not yet. A lot of people talking about the end of the world is coming to tomorrow. Don't you know when Jesus came back, when Jesus rose up from the dead, that's when the New Testament was ushered. When he died, that's when the New Testament ushered in. And when the New Testament was ushered in, that began the last day. 2,000 years ago, they were saying the last days. Even the apostles was talking about they was in the last days. So right now, we are in the last days. But whether God come back tomorrow or he come back 100 years from now, we still got to be ready. We got to be ready. We have to be ready. Jesus said, be ye ready. That's one thing that points out to me, whether you believe post-tribulation, pre-tribulation, whether you believe that about the mark of the beast is the Beaver chip, the RDIF chip or not, you got to be ready, people of God. You got to be ready, saints. Number one, you never know when Jesus is going to come back for you personally. Every day somebody dying and they needing their maker. You got to be ready, pastors. You got to be ready, people of God. You got to be ready, prophets. You got to be ready, saints. You got to be ready because you never know when the Lord might personally call your number. You got to be ready. When these things begin to happen, rumors of wars, diseases, all of these things, diseases coming out of Texas, all of these things, diseases and people just turning on one another, these race riots, when these things begin to happen, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. But you got to be ready. You got to be prepared. You have to be prepared. If you're not prepared, it's going to catch you like a thief in the middle of the night. What happens when a thief breaks in and you sleep and you wake up, you get startled? That's how it's going to catch a lot of saints if we're not ready. It's going to catch us off guard. A lot of people, as I said the other night, worried about their own families, worried about making a paycheck, and that's okay. You got to take care of your family. But if your family ain't spiritually in the place where they need to be, then none of it matters. The paycheck don't matter. The pension don't matter. Your retirement don't matter. None of that matters. The only thing that matters, people of God, is what happens at the end of our life. That's the only thing that matters. What happens at the end of our life? Think about that. There's a lot of young people online right now. You might not be up in age, but if you are graced to live like our grandparents, some of our grandparents, 70s and 80s, ask your grandma and granddad what they're thinking about. They're thinking about heaven. When I talk to my grandma, she's thinking about glory all the time. Don't wait till that time to start thinking about it, because right now, unfortunately, it's a lot of young people that's checking out of here, and a lot of young people is dying. It ain't about all of this stuff. The Bible says it will turn to dust. It will turn to dust. This money, matter of fact, they're trying to do away with the dollar bill. Eventually, the dollar bill ain't going to even have no value. We're going to do everything electronically. None of this stuff matters. None of this stuff matters. Only thing that matters is what you do for God. I might not have no support tonight, but that's okay, though. I know I'm teaching the Holy Ghost. I'm teaching in the Holy Ghost.
I know
what the Word of God says. Some of us are going to be calling up apostles because their loved one was in the hospital and they need prayer, but we wasn't paying attention when it came to the Word of God. You better get serious with God's Word.
Help us, Jesus.
Dishonor God's prophet. Like they dishonored Noah. You better get serious about God's word. We got to get serious, saints.
That's right.
They laughed at Noah. They mocked Noah. The Bible says it's going to be just like in the times of Noah. What you going to do when the military try to run in your house and arrest you? What is you going to do? Is you going to say, for God I live and for God I die? The police are already acting crazy. So imagine when the government forced the military to get involved. Matter of fact, they already done called in the National Guards when some of these riots took place. And some of the stuff that happened on the news, they just taking people and snatching people up. What you going to do? Is you going to renounce God, or you going to say, for God I live or for God I die? We got the end of the world upon us. It's time to get serious. Don't wait, people of God, till it's too late. This is what the Lord is saying. He's saying, don't wait till it's too late. Don't wait till you're in a hospital room when you're looking up at the ceiling. Don't wait. Do not wait. It's time to get serious for God.
Yeah.
It's time to turn from our wicked ways and repent. The Bible says, turn from our wicked ways and repent. That's what I started this teaching off of. And it said he would hear from heaven and he would hear from the land. America, if we would just turn and we would repent, then God would heal our land and he would forgive our sins. We got to repent. All of this stuff that's going on in the house of God, we got to repent. All of this stuff, you got to understand that the house of God is supposed to be the example for the world. But if the world ain't got no example to look to, then how can we even save anybody? If the world just is messed up, if the church is just messed up as the world, then how in the world can we reach the lost?
Jesus.
That's right.
God is saying he wants you to be on fire for him like never before. He wants you to be on fire for him like never before. And if you got sin in your life, repent and get it right. Glory to God. Father, I thank you for the end time Bible prophecy. I thank you for the teaching, Lord. I thank you for it. Bless the people. Bless the hearers. Move in their life like never before in the mighty, miraculous name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let everyone say amen. I hope you enjoyed
amen.
It. I hope you liked it. God bless you. God bless you. I love you, people of God. I turn it over into Apostle April hands. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, too.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Praise God. We had a wonderful the Word of God was very rich. I pray that you all took notes. We did record this, so this is going to be on our website. This is something that you do need to re-listen to. This is something that was an exposure of the revelation of God of what's going on in the world, in this land. So, people of God, we love you so very much. We pray God's blessing and peace upon you. And we pray even right now that as you don't think because we hung up this line that you're out of his presence, for he is with you. And he is there, and he is as close as the mention of his name. He's watching. He's observing. But let us be active participants in the relationship. Spend some time with the Lord. Spend some time with the Holy Spirit. Spend some time in prayer and worship. Read your word. When you would normally just go to bed or doze off to the TV, why don't you spend 5 minutes just reading over the word of God? It's baby steps, but it does strengthen you. So in Jesus' name, we thank you for this opportunity to come together. We thank you, God, for being able to hear from what's on your heart, and we receive it. But we're not going to be just hearers of your word. We are going to be doers of your word also. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we pray protection even as we carry on. And we pray even right now, Lord, that you will bless us to have a good night's rest as we awaken tomorrow. Lord, a brand new mercy, a brand new day we've not experienced, but full of your grace and full of the opportunity to prove how devoted we are to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. And we praise your holy name. Let all God's people say amen.
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 Miss God, bless you. Have a great amen.
We do the Father.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up. up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.